Well, big day today. Number one, hurricane season. It's the last day. Number two, pretty strong cold front is approaching from the west and from the northwest. So let's start with that cold front because we're starting out early today, quiet enough. It's quite mild also. Temperatures in most areas in the 60s, or at least will be in the 60s by sunrise because the winds will come up out of the south fairly strong early this morning. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun. We're tracking right now a heavy band of showers and thunderstorms off to our north and west, closer to the cold front. They'll come rolling into the area this afternoon. Now, this is the same system that produced quite a bit of severe weather yesterday and overnight across parts of the deep south, weakening as it moves into our area. The main source of energy lifting well off to the north, the tropical upper level disturbance. The tropical moisture is surging northward ahead of the cold front, but it will not be well-timed with the disturbances pulling way off to our north. So the upshot is, while we get showers that will move through this afternoon, they won't last long or in the end amount to all that much. Average amounts will be about a quarter to a third of an inch of rain, so not much, but a few neighborhoods may manage a quick half inch, and it'll pour for a while, and the winds will come up, and some of these storms could be fairly strong in a brief sense of the word. Not a lot of lightning, but a rumble of thunder or two. Not expecting anything severe on a widespread fashion, but there could be an isolated storm that gets rather strong. So we'll keep an eye on that. Once the front moves through and the rain occurs with that front, the temperatures will drop off quite sharply. So we'll go from around 80 around the lunch hour, that'll be the warmest part of the day, to the 60s by the time you're heading home during the late afternoon commute as that rain moves through, and then it'll be followed by the cool front. But that cool front will bring us back closer to average for temperatures after hitting yet again the upper 70s in many spots yesterday, near 80 degrees, and today the 80-plus. But tomorrow we'll be stuck in the 60s for high temperatures. So it will be quite a change with a gusty wind out of the north and northeast making it feel cooler, too. So a cool day tomorrow, but I tell you what, that won't last long. By Friday, and especially through the weekend, yet another warming trend. It'll take temperatures to 70 to 75 Friday and 75 to 80 over the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. The average high right now is about 70 degrees, so we're going to be generally well above that for the foreseeable future, with the exception of tomorrow when we have that one really kind of chilly, raw day behind the cold front, only to see things warm up again by late in the weekend, especially over the weekend. And all indications are that an upper-level high will remain rather firmly entrenched near or overhead for the first week of December, which would mean above-average temperatures continue for a while yet. There are also signs, and this is a long ways out there, that by the middle of December, we will see the pattern collapse, and that could mean the invasion of some pretty chilly air from up north. We'll see how that plays out. We're getting to that time of year, and timing it all out and seeing exactly how that all shapes up and plays out will be something to keep an eye on over the next few weeks. But in the shorter term, which takes us at least through the next week and really 10 days or so, it looks quite mild. Overall, there will be some exceptions like tomorrow behind the cool front. So just keep in mind today, have that umbrella handy, although it's going to be a gusty wind. I don't know that an umbrella is going to help much, but the line of showers will come in from the west, moving a good 25 to 30 miles per hour, so moving right along. You'll get a burst of rain, maybe a rumble or two of thunder, some gusty winds, and as quickly as the rain moves in, it will move out. It will likely be dry by the late afternoon commute in many spots, although it may still be a little wet in some spots south of Interstate 10, and then drying out area-wide as we go through this evening and overnight. In the tropics, I already mentioned it off the top. It's the last day of the 2022 hurricane season, and that's always nice to be able to say. The last Talking the Tropics with Mike has been posted. There's a recap posted as well, and Talking the Tropics with Mike, and will eventually be posted here soon in the Burrish blog, too. Just a recap of the 2022 season. If we look back at the forecast, of course, it was expected to be an active season, and it was only somewhat active, and it really took a while to get going. The first 3 months of the season were very quiet, and then came September and October and November. The average number of storms per year is 14. Colorado State University, Dr. Phil Klotzbach predicted 18. NOAA predicted 14 to 20, and the reality was 14, so right at average. The number of hurricanes, 7. Klotzbach's forecast, Colorado State University, was 8. NOAA, 6 to 10, and we had 8 hurricanes. The average number of major hurricanes, Cat 3, 4, 5, is 3. Klotzbach predicted 4, NOAA predicted 3 to 5, and there were 2. Unfortunately, one of those hit the southwest coast of Florida, and that was Hurricane Ian. As much as many parts of the U.S. will not really remember the 2022 hurricane season, Florida certainly will. because, well, actually we had Alex, which first formed just east of Florida, but dumped some heavy rain before it was actually named across South Florida. That was the first week of the hurricane season in June. And then we move to late September when Ian came up from the south and west, developed over the Caribbean, moved to the west edge of Cuba, moved right over the Dry Tortugas to the west of Key West, and then hammered the southwest coast of Florida late in September as a Category 4 landfalling hurricane. A big storm, a generational-type storm. Unfortunately, it'll take a long time to recover. And that storm then moved to the northeast across Florida, caused considerable damage around the Daytona Beach area and Volusia County, produced heavy rain over southeastern Duval, Clay, and St. Johns County, but north and west of that line, mainly north of I-10, there were few impacts, especially from a rain standpoint. The International Airport only had 0.4 inches of rain through the entire storm, while parts of southeastern Duval County saw as much as 3 to 5 inches of rain. So there was a range, but it was significant in spots, and especially for the coast when it comes to the wind and the storm surge and wave action. But to add insult to injury was a late-season hurricane, and that was Nicole, which developed in November and then hit our coast and moved north and northwestbound with its most serious impacts for Jacksonville around November 10th. And we experienced, of course, some wind, isolated tornadoes. The big thing, though, was the onshore beating the beaches that our coast took, a heavy rainfall, which averaged anywhere from about 1.5 to 3 inches of rain, more than the entire November average rainfall. In fact, most of our rain for the month of November came during that one single storm with Nicole. But a notable storm for as far north and as strong as it was this late in the season. So that's what the 2022 hurricane season is going to be remembered for, especially Florida and northeast Florida and Jacksonville area. It will be Ian in late September and Nicole in November. Talking the Tropics with Mike will be updated every single day, again, beginning on June 1st of 2023. That's the official start of the next hurricane season. Of course, there can and have been storms outside of the main season, and of course, the dates of June 1st to November 30th, in other words, and we'll update you accordingly should something pop, but let's hope not. Let's hope we're waiting now until at least June 1st. With OU weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.